Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfle, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now, Dave and I are going to discuss a couple companies that we're watching and that we have held, some currently do hold. We'll get into all of those details shortly after this first question. And Dave, just a broad look at the precious metals market. Gold is up a little bit today, up about $9, at least on the futures. That's trading $18.75. The stocks, they're pretty much flat for the day, but overall, it does look like gold has put in a pretty nice bottom right around that 1760 level, let's say, in around there. Do you think that that bottom is in? And another aspect of that question, do you think that bottom could be retested?
Yeah, Corey, sure. I think that's the worst case scenario here, is the bottom is retested. You know, it got really oversold. It came down and tested its 200-day moving average, and more importantly, its 50-week moving average, where the March decline also ended. You know, it was a nice, healthy correction consolidation process, and we usually get bottoms in December, and we got one in December after the huge run up in 2016. So time and price is pretty much up here, and you know, with tax loss selling here wrapping up. You know, a lot of these stocks are bottoming, you know, when the last tax loss seller has sold. You know, there's a couple of open gaps on the GDX and GDXJ here from last week, that those might get filled. But I don't see it going much lower here.
Okay. Yeah. And one thing we have seen from the stock side of things is generally higher volume. So a bit of a churn going on during this tax loss selling season. Let's talk about a couple stocks then, because that's what a lot of people want to hear about. And in all fairness, there is some news that we can talk about. Let's start off with Eclipse Gold Mining and that merger with Northern Vertex. I posted an interview earlier today with Mike Allen, the president and CEO of Eclipse Gold Mining, outlining some of the ins and outs of this deal. Now, there were, I think, some confusion around the deal, but overall, it is a merger of these two companies with projects that are pretty much right beside each other. Dave, what's your takeaway from this merger? Let's start off broad.
Yeah, you know, as a shareholder, I wasn't real happy with it. You know, you get into this thing they've got a great management team, they got a great project, they had a bunch of cash, they already had a plan of operations on the project. Right now, there's 28 holes sitting in the labs right now. I mean, why didn't they wait for at least the results to come out to announce some sort of a deal? I mean, this is basically a take under offer. I mean, the financing that they're doing with the deal here is at 50 cents, which is pretty, not very, very far off their all-time low when they IPO'd at 35 cents. So, you know, I can't really complain, because I did make money on the deal when I just sold my shares. But, you know, this is not why I got into it. And I don't think it's why most, you know, retail investors got into this stock. This is not the story they were looking for. They weren't looking for a take under just as gold was bottoming and going back up again while the stock was being sold for tax loss already. And then they get this underwhelming deal. You know, sure, I get it. The deal does make sense, but I don't think it makes sense at this time and at this price.
Okay. Now, in all fairness, I am also a shareholder of Eclipse, but one thing that we do need to consider is that these deals don't just all of a sudden come about in a week or two time. So I assume that this deal was taking some time to actually get everything signed. But that being said, you look at this overall company here, the merged company, they will have small scale production. I don't think that's overly exciting to a lot of people, other than the fact that that will help fund some of their exploration. And in all fairness, there's a little bit of a similarity there to Northern Empire, where they had the option of going into small scale production, but they ran on exploration success. What do you see in terms of exploration potential at and around the Moss Mine? Plus, as you said, there are still 28 holes in the lab from Hercules.
Yeah, I mean, this is a small mine. And I guess, you know, Doug Hurst is a pretty smart guy, and I've really done well in his previous ventures. You know, New Market Gold did really well with that. And, you know, Northern Empire, of course. And, you know, he put he put $500,000 into this financing. So he does, you know, if Doug sees something, then I'm sure it's there. But as far as waiting for it to pan out with that cash that I just made from selling it, you know, I'd rather put it somewhere else right now. But I am going to keep an eye on it, and I'm not going to dismiss the company completely after it's merged. And it'll be interesting to see what happens going forward.
Yeah, the thing is, it's still in a good jurisdiction. And one thing that Mike even said on our interview is that this project, the Moss Mine, very much unknown to the market. Now, that could be, well, it is because of management, the Northern Vertex management, just not getting the message out there. But under this new or combined team, you have to think that the team should be able to at least explain to the market a bit better the potential of this project.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was like you said at the top when we started to go into this, it was kind of a, you know, confusing, and it really didn't make much sense, after going through it. But, you know, like I said, it probably makes sense in the future, but I don't see how it makes sense here. But like you said, also, you know, these deals, they take a while, and the deal's probably been in the process for a while. And then once it finally came together, the timing is just bad.
Yeah, just the end of the year. But you know what? The company still has cash and the ability to move forward, plus all the drill core that is in the labs. And I'm very curious to see what the plans are for exploration around this Moss Mine. Let's move over to Falco Resources. I used to cover Falco Resources on the show, oh man, 3-4 years ago, maybe. Company still has the Horne 5 project. It's just that over the last almost 3 years, they've been at a stalemate because of their agreement and access rights through Glencore. Now, I have chatted with the company. I do intend to bring them on the show and get a more broad update from the company, but give us what you're watching, some insights into Falco Resources right now.
Yeah, Corey, you know, I was a shareholder a while back too. I did really well with the stock during the 2016 run up, and then gave a lot of my profits back when I got back into it too early, when the company was really kind of handcuffed by Glencore. You know, they've been trying to get this deal with Glencore for a long time now, almost 3 years. And Glencore finally became a possible shareholder in the future when they did a $10 million senior secured convertible debenture bridge financing to fund what they're doing now. And once they use this cash to make the area more safe and secure for Glencore's existing mill in the area, then this deal will become final probably in about 6 months or so. So Glencore becoming a shareholder is huge news. And also, you've got Osisko Gold Royalties just spun out their mining projects into Osisko Development. And Sean Roosen has taken over Osisko Development. And the 18.3% stake that Osisko Royalties had in Falco is now transferred into Osisko Development. So that's very good news also. So I got back into the stock a few weeks ago on the premise that maybe Sean takes out Falco like he took out Barkerville last year under the same type of premise, where Osisko owned a lot of stock, and they went ahead and took it out at a really low price. You know, not a lot of people made money on that deal. And now that property is in the Osisko Development portfolio now. So I wouldn't be surprised if eventually Falco gets taken over by Sean and gets put into Osisko Development as well. This is my reasoning for getting into it, for getting my subscribers into it.
Hey, that makes total sense. And after my conversation with the team, yeah, that's kind of my takeaway from it too, is that as long as everything goes according to plan with Glencore, then this project would be perfect in this Osisko Development Corporation or company, ODevCo, as I like to call them. But one thing to consider is that even when that takeover happened with Barkerville, the market wasn't very impressed, and I believe it did sell down. some of the shares, and it wasn't necessarily taken all that positively by shareholders. What could be different about that transition from Falco into the Osisko Development Corp?
Yeah, I mean, that is a risk, but the valuation down here when I bought into it and recommended to my scribers was selling for about $8 an ounce in the ground. You know, they've got 6 million ounces there, 6 million ounce reserve and a 10 million ounce equivalent resource in a top tier jurisdiction. You know, these guys, they're the same mine builders that built the Malartic mine for $1 billion and turned around and sold it for almost $4 billion. So, you know, I think the biggest risk is that it gets taken out too early, myself and my subscribers only make a little bit of money. But if it takes a while for them to take it over, then maybe it doubles or even triples before that takes place.
Well, what kind of news are you looking for in the meantime, then, out of Falco?
Well, you know, we're just looking for the news of the proceeds, that they're doing further work. They're de-risking the project and to get that principal operating license with Glencore. That's what I'm looking for, the progress of that. I mean, they're gonna have to dewater the mine. I think that's gonna begin in 2022. In order to do that, they have to do a lot of work to get to that point. So, you know, there's going to be some news on that front, more de-risking of the project.
Okay. And unfortunately, that is kind of boring news, though, right? But you need to keep in your mind the big picture here.
Right, exactly. But as you know, they've hired a new IR person, and I think they're going to start doing some promotion, because basically this company was left for dead for the past few years, and they didn't want to do any promotion until they got this deal with Glencore, because it was kind of useless to promote it because they weren't able to do anything unless this deal was in place.
That was one of the tough parts that they were dealing with, but it seems like they're finally turning the corner here. We'll see. Hey, if anybody has any follow-up questions regarding any of these companies, or follow-up comments, even better, please comment below or email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I can pass those on to Dave, or Dave and I can even follow up on this conversation as hopefully some news develops. Dave, great chatting with you, buddy. Glad to have you on the show, and thanks for sharing some of your thoughts on some of the companies, one on everyone's radar and the other that had largely been forgotten, I think. Dave, thanks for your time, man. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Always a pleasure, Corey. Thank you.